Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Best of my good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 4th of May, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the island. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, no new cases of COVID-19. We have 13 active cases and one in Noble's ICU. MHK say the new COVID rules are too complicated. The Ben McCrees late back a week on Thursday. Ramsey Pier is open ever so slightly. And former Deemster Kane has died at the age of 85. All on this flume-free Tuesday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes now before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai, there have been no new cases of COVID-19 discovered in the last 24 hours. It's the second day in a row there have been no positive tests returned. The current number of active cases is at 13, with one person being treated at Noble's Hospital in ICU. Meanwhile, people who entered the Isle of Man before the border restrictions changed look set to be offered a partial refund on the cost of their COVID tests. The price of a test dropped from £50 to £30 on Saturday when the island's borders moved to level 3. The number of tests required also dropped from 3 to 2, in line with reduced self-isolation requirements. And former First Deemster William Kane, CBE, has died aged 85. As well as a long legal career, he got involved in voluntary work and was a founding member of the Manx Wildlife Trust, of which he was chairman for 36 years. Further afield, and two former British Army officers have been acquitted of the murder of a former official IRA leader. Joe McCann was shot dead in Belfast in 1972. The trial collapsed after prosecutors offered no further evidence. And a jury's been told ex-Aston Villa footballer Dalian Atkinson died after being tasered for 6 times longer than the recommended time and kicked in the head twice. A police officer, Benjamin Monk, denies the charges against him. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Ronald's Way Met Office have a strong wind warning out in the North Irish Sea for the next 12 hours. Cloudy and showery on the Isle of Man this evening. A moderate northwesterly after dark. The overnight minimum temperature is 4 Celsius. And for Ukraine, Wednesday, sunny spells, very occasional showers tomorrow. In a fresh northwest wind up to 9 degrees, down to 3 through the night into Thursday. Jordan, dry and sunny in a fresh northwest wind and 10 Celsius top temperature. Tides on the way back in. High water 16 minutes to 7 tonight. Sunset 5 to 9. Low water 14 minutes past 1. Sunrise tomorrow morning 26 minutes to 6. High water 23 minutes past 7.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
So, no new cases of COVID-19 discovered in the last 24 hours. Here's the detail from Alex.
It's the second day in a row there have been no positive tests returned. The current number of active cases remains at 13, with one person being treated at Noble's Hospital in ICU. 8 cases can be linked, 3 are travel-related and 2 have an unknown source. There are 189 people waiting for a result notification and a further 133 booked in for a test tomorrow. Moving to the vaccination programme, and more than 74,000 doses have now been administered, with more than 58,000 of those first doses. This month is set to see a surge in second doses, though, after supplies were more limited in April. More than 2,000 people are booked in for jabs in the next 7 days.
The nub of criticism pursued by Timwell backbenchers today was too complicated, as the government brought before Timwell the latest COVID regulations for ratification today. But a number of members asked whether, in their present form, the public could actually fully grasp them. Listen for Bill Shimmins, Kate Lord-Brennan, and leading the way, Chris Robertshaw.
People will be expected to read this and follow it. Well, frankly, I can't follow it. And if I leave this room and try to explain to somebody what I've just passed, I'd be in real difficulty. And yet it is the case that the government has shown that they'll be fairly quick to place people in considerable strictures, including arrest and being placed in prison, if people do not follow regulations.
I believe it's slightly misleading for the Chief Minister to continue to talk about the widespread support and widely welcomed, and without covering the significant number of people who are very unhappy, very angry and very frustrated about the approach that the government has taken.
In connection with the legislation, these amendment regulations, they form part of something which is 54 pages long. It is on the legislation website, but the anything related to sort of saying in plain English really clearly should be standing out on the COVID-19 website. It should be bang, straight there. What laws have changed? What factors need to be considered for people making decisions?
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
24 minutes now before six, and old friends returning to the Isle of Man next week. The Ben McCree returns to service next Thursday after 3 weeks in dry dock. She's 7 days late. She's coming back after inspections revealed some unanticipated wear and tear. The details from Ewan Gorn.
The Ben McCree had been due for its checkup last year, but the urgent need for it to continue throughout the pandemic put paid to those plans. This year's routine check found the ferry's stern tube bearings were more worn than expected. What's that, you ask? Well, the stern tube is at the heart of the propulsion system and supports the propeller shaft through the stern of the vessel. The function of the stern tube bearings is to carry the radial loads of the propeller shaft and to protect the shaft against wear. The steam packet has removed these bearings and sent them to a specialist company to be remanufactured and relined to preserve their longevity. That's the reason for the delayed return. Of course, by 2023, the Ben will be relegated to a backup role to make way for the new vessel, the Manxman. In the meantime, the steam packet has just released its sailing schedule for 2022.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
23 minutes before six, as if by magic. Here's what's happening on the steam packet at the moment. Manana left Heysham at 7 minutes past two yesterday. Today, I beg your pardon, arriving in Douglas just before 4:30 tomorrow. So I was trying to say she's away at 8:45 for Heysham, arriving there at 11 o'clock, returning at 2:15, back on the island at 4:30. Of course, the Fastgrass season delayed. Manannan didn't recommence services on Thursday 25th while covering for the Ben McCree. So you heard the Ben McCree back on Thursday the 13th, lucky 13th, with the Arrow in the meantime providing the freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
No subvention, no meat plant. The stark assessment given to the House of Keys by the chair of the body now running the meat plant. But how much is it costing to keep the meat plant running, members asked. John Moss.
In modern times, the real headache started when derogation finished. This was a system that by various methods, including limiting the amount of UK meat coming here, the Manx meat market was shielded from direct bruising competition with the UK. But up to date, and GAF member Daphne Kane wanted to know from Tim Baker the funding levels provided last year and the year before. So we're talking the amount of subvention. But let's start with that stark statement from Mr. Baker.
In terms of subvention, this is a subvented organisation. Without that subvention, it simply wouldn't exist. Financial year 2019-20, £2,135,611. Financial year 2020-21, £2,030,758. All the funding of Alamo Meats has gone through a proper process. This is the level of funding that's required to operate it. And there's been allusions made in the comments previously about an increase in the cost of subvention. The reality is the bulk of that has been reflected in better prices to the farm gate. Prior to 2018, the meat plant was heading in a downward spiral. Agriculture was heading a downward spiral. I commend Minister for Environment, Food and Agriculture for the strategic position he's taken on this, and on the management team and the board of Alamo Meats for delivering to date. And we need to carry on doing that if we want an agricultural sector if we want a food production sector on the island.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
20 to 6 now. Good evening. Thanks for dropping by to Manx Radio. This is Update. And do you remember when Yahoo and AOL were the future? Well, not now. Two pioneering web services of the internet age, Yahoo and AOL, have been sold off again. After the latest owner failed to revive their fortunes, the US telecom giant Verizon is selling its media assets, including the two companies, to a private equity firm in the States in a deal worth $5 billion. Verizon bought Yahoo in 2017 and AOL in 2015 for $9 billion. Yahoo and AOL were the trailblazers, but were subsequently overshadowed by people like Google and Facebook. Under the sale of the media assets to Apollo Global Management, Verizon will retain 10% in the division. Verizon bought the two brands in the hope of a quick entry into the digital advertising market, believing they still had enough resonance with consumers. Yahoo and AOL were pioneers in offering a wide range of free and informative web services to consumers long before Google even existed. Europe's largest banks want to set up a pan-European payment system to compete with people like PayPal, Visa and MasterCard. The European Payments Initiative, backed by over 30 banks, including BNP Paribas, Deutsche Bank, ING, Santander and UniCredit, aims to create a new payments network for online and in-store transactions. MasterCard and Visa currently process 4 out of 5 payments on the continent, according to the industry group Eurocommerce. The group of banks figure a homegrown service could boost Europe's autonomy and increase competition.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks fell sharply, led by declines in the tech sector. The US dollar extended gains, oil rose, and gold retreated on a stronger dollar ahead of a slew of US economic data. In corporate news, Land Securities and British Land gained amid brightening prospects after the reopening of non-essential stores. IAG, the insurance giant, moved higher amid reports the EU will open up for travel from June. And the numbers now, brought to us by Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 closed down 0.7% at 5 o'clock at 6,923. The DAX in Frankfurt closed 2.5% down at 14,856. In New York City at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.8%, 33,839, but of course carrying on. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 2.25% at 13,510. And in the Midwest, the S&P 500 in Chicago down 1.5% at 4,130. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 38.8 cents, €1 15.4 cents, and 20 South African rand 11 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold down 0.9% at $1,776 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 1.7%, $68.74.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
And don't forget, after Update, it's the 6 o'clock news headlines, followed by Countryside with Simon Clark and Kiri Kermode. The bank holiday weekend saw a significant moment for those restoring the Queen's Pier in Ramsey. About 150 visitors were welcomed on Sunday 2nd. To admire the finished section of work, including individual plaques paid for by members. It marks the completion of the first phase of work, as the project manager Stuart McKenzie explains.
Yes, well, phase one includes the refurbishment of the building, making it useful for the work that we're doing. And then it was the bay one, two and three. And of course, bay one was the difficult one because it's adjacent to land itself, and it's at an angle as well, which made quite a bit of difficulty for us. But with bay one being the 40-foot wide one, we then towed it in to bay two, and Bay 2 is 22 foot wide, as is Bay 3, and then onwards down for Phase 2, which will be 4, 5, 6, 7 and 8.
And are they straightforward?
Yes, they are. They're uniquely identical, except, of course, there will be minor differences in their construction because, of course, it was done by the Victorians in 1886, and that, as such, it's bound to have moved slightly in that time.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast to my Tim Glover.
Football: Corinthians could win their first ever top flight league title this evening. They need a victory at Ramsey and for Russian to fail to beat St John's to be officially crowned Canada Life Premier League champions. If both sides win, Russian are only able to equal Corinthians' current points total, and they trail by 39 on goal difference. That scenario is unlikely as it relies on Corinthians losing their final three games, as well as Russian winning their last four games and making up that gap in goal difference. And already promoted Union Mills could have sealed winning the Division 2 title and silverware with a win at Michael, but unfortunately that game has been postponed. However, the Millers could be celebrating without even kicking a ball if Ramsey Youth Centre don't win at Foxdale. Further afield in the Indian Premier League, cricket has been suspended indefinitely after an increasing number of players have tested positive for coronavirus. Over 20 million people in the country have caught the infection. Journalist Siram Veera says the tournament should have been stopped a while ago.
Crematoriums are full. People are lined up in the streets outside hospitals. Sort of a civilizational disaster. I mean, in that point, I don't think people really care. People would have, yes, do, as I told you, they watch the movies or whatever. But there's no need for them to hold cricket in a burial ground, so to speak.
And a couple of other quick headlines. Jose Mourinho has been appointed Roma's new manager from the start of next season. And Manchester City attempt to reach a first ever Champions League final tonight. They go into the second leg of their last four tie against Paris Saint-Germain with a 2-1 lead from the first game in the French capital. The winner will face either Chelsea or Real Madrid.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
The 10 to 5 Loganair to Liverpool patient transfer plane still hasn't gone yet. The flight has closed. Due back this evening at 20 to 7, but they'll have to cut it fine at the moment. In Castletown on the roads, Ellerslie Gardens and Maloo Street, and also West Hill Avenue service lane. Some closures there for new property construction and associated highway works and drainage works around the Crofts. Glenelfin Road in Ramsey, South Prom in Ramsey and Stanley Mount East, there's still some parking restrictions for construction, the RNLI lifeboat station and restoration of the Queen's Pier. Look out, Peel to Kirkmichael Coast Road, temporary lights for resurfacing between the Devil's Elbow and Glen Willen. Ballasalla, that main road near the new housing estate, temporary lights 24 hours a day till the 16th of July. Get used to it. The construction of the new bypass, Paul Rose Bridge is closed, and around Ballabruey Drive and Ballabruey Avenue, restrictions there for Manx Gas doing upgrade work. Mountain Road is absolutely fine tonight.
Massimo Tyres, budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at Quayside.
Former First and Second Deemster William Keynes died at the age of 85. He was Attorney General when Sir Miles Walker became the first Chief Minister and successfully negotiated the extension of the Isle of Man's territorial seas to 12 miles.
For a long number of years, it was something that Tim Wolfe had aspired to. Each time it tried, they failed. It was when Maggie Thatcher was negotiating territorial seas and things for the Channel Tunnel. And I remember William coming to me and saying, here's an opportunity for us to extend our 12-mile limits, because territorial seas were an important part of that negotiation for the Channel Tunnel. And William just saw an opportunity, and I supported him having a go. Didn't know whether he would achieve it or not. And after a number of years, I think, negotiation, William achieved it. We got our 12-mile limit and extended the territorial limits of the island.
And he's also remembered for his role with the Manx Wildlife Trust.
He's always been keen on wildlife and the ecology of the island. And he took the opportunity to set up this Wildlife Trust many years ago. And I think he dedicated part of his land, part of his glen, to the trust. And it's grown from there into a massive organisation that has quite a lot of importance to our island.
So he's going to be remembered not just for a long, distinguished legal career, but for a lot more.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, his interest in the island was very real, and he did things about it. When he was Attorney General, when I became Chief Minister, as I say, he was the right person because he was interested in constitutional growth for the island. And he was instrumental in the legislation which set up the Council of Ministers and, the government as we have it today. Very, very important man. And he will be sadly missed by lots of people.
A shareholder's report into the steam packet's COVID-19 protocols has been withheld from the public. It was held back by Treasury Minister in March to allow a wider investigation. Michael Joseph from the Manx Taxpayers Alliance submitted a Freedom of Information request to make the document public. He told our local Democracy reporter, Chris Cave, transparency is needed.
One of the things that we see with this ongoing kerfuffle between the steam packet and the Isle of Man government is different people are claiming different things at different times and making various claims. You know, whatever your opinion is of the issue, if it was written down on paper back in February, that probably reflects what was happening back in February.
The information you wanted wasn't forthcoming. Instead, it's exempt from disclosure because it may prejudice the effective conduct of public business. That reason doesn't sit well with you. Why not?
It's normal when we have inquiries, whether it be Tinwood inquiries or judicial inquiries, it is normal for those things to be done publicly and transparently with public evidence so that everyone can see it. And when you have a situation like this, it makes sense for these documents to be made public so that the public can have confidence that the right decision is being made. Now, there is an exception in the Freedom of Information Act for inquiries that may lead to criminal investigation or criminal prosecution, which of course is reasonable. But that doesn't appear to be the case here. Not even the government has claimed that's the case here. But rather, they seem to want to keep it secret so that their inquiry is not affected. But it's not at all clear to me why having public evidence would affect the integrity of the inquiry.
What information do you think they would be trying to hide?
It's difficult to speculate on what might be in the report. It's a shame that we're doing this interview on radio because I have a copy of the fully redacted document here in front of me, and it is literally a complete blacked out page of paper. And so I don't want to speculate what's in that report, and that's exactly why the document should be released, to avoid speculation, so that the public can see with their own eyes and read the facts for themselves without it being purveyed through various spin doctors.
The Chief Minister's due to receive Treasury's investigation into this matter shortly. Why can't you just wait until then?
What's important here is that we have a government document that was paid for, we believe, by taxpayers. According to some of the documentation that was released, the steam packet asked for payments of £10,000 for the production of this report. And if taxpayers are going to be slugged with the payment for the creation of the report, taxpayers deserve to be able to see what they've paid for.
7 minutes before six, Manx students currently studying in the UK will be offered both doses of a COVID-19 vaccine during the summer holidays. The jabs will be 8 weeks apart. Our Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford, explained the clinical reason for this.
Yes, so it's within the clinical guidelines. The vaccine can be delivered anywhere from 28 days after the first dose through to 10 weeks. So with the students returning, we want to give them the opportunity to be able to get both doses on Ireland. It'll make it easier for people. It'll mean they won't have to worry about registering in the UK necessarily or coming back here and registering temporarily. It'll give us much more flexibility in that regard. So the 8 week gap would allow everyone to have their first dose when they return and their second dose before returning to university.
How much interest has there been, first of all? Because from the 10th of May, you've already said you're concentrating on second doses.
Yeah, I've got to say I've been very encouraged by the amount of students, particularly who've contacted me to say they're interested in getting the vaccine. So I think the uptake will be high. We have been planning this for a while. So the Pfizer vaccine, we will have enough supply to be able to do that. And that has been built into our plans over the summer period.
You also mentioned Moderna, the vaccine there. It's been in the UK for a few weeks now. When are we going to see that here, and can that be used for students as well?
It can indeed, but we do need to be careful with Moderna because it's very, very low quantities that we will receive. It's the lowest quantity of the vaccine the UK has ordered, and the vaccine deliveries of Moderna are between now and the end of the year. So actually the numbers we'll be getting of Moderna will be exceptionally low.
Travel to and from the Isle of Man is unlikely to see a big increase for another month, says the chairman of the online regional travel group, Brian Kelly, after border restrictions have started to relax.
It is very much a gradual situation, and I wouldn't say that we're seeing a massive return to volume inquiries or bookings at this moment in time. People are very cautious, and I think we've had lots of dates given to us over a long period of time. People have just got fed up with that cancellation, refunds and all the various bits and pieces. So they're just being cautious. They're just waiting to see what happens over the next month. I think another month will see us through the whole situation. And you know, if we get to the 28th of June where there is no self-isolation and no quarantine requirements and no testing, then really it's open borders, and I think people will from there start to gain confidence in travelling.
How much easier does it make your job when you have these dates in writing? We know they are a bit flexible, but you have a firm target.
It's very, very important, because for us, and particularly for the ferry companies, but more for the airlines, moving into a recovery period is quite a dangerous time for them, difficult time for them, because first of all they've got to spend cash, and cash is something that they haven't got at the moment. They've got to re-employ pilots, they've got to bring in cabin crew, they've got to service and maintain aircraft and get them ready to fly again, and that's all going to take a lot of cash and quite a bit of time. So for them, having dates in the diary that they can work to is very, very important.
That's it for Update tonight. All the stories and more you can find at manxradio.com. Also, at the Manx Radio free app. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel as well. Thanks to producer Ewan Gorn, newsreader Alex Watton. I'm Andy Wint. Back same time tomorrow night at 5:30.
WINT.